as Srila Gurudev explained, he came within this
July 12th,
world,
continued.
Wanting to know, wanting to experience and to taste
the transcendental praying of Srimati Radhika. He wanted to understand this. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Drisho Vanayaiva. He wanted to understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani's love for him. He wanted to understand Swadhyo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Ki Drisho Va Madhya. He wanted to understand the sweetness, the Madhurima, which she tastes through her praying. And Sokyam Chasyam Mad Anubhavata Veti Lobhat. He wanted to understand what is the happiness that Srimati Radhika experiences. Krishna sees it is millions of times greater than my own happiness as being the object, the vishay, the object of her praying and of all the praying of all the gopis, Brijvasis and all the devotees within the whole creation. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended. Krishna himself took the golden complexion and the bhav, the mood of Srimati Radhika, and within the womb of Mother Sachi, he descended into this world to fulfill his objective. So now by coming to the banks of the Godavari, he began to inquire from Ramananda Roy that please explain to me what is the ultimate goal of life, the sadhya.
Sundar Gopal. No? Sundar Gopal is not here? Where is Sundar Gopal? No. In that chapter, first sloka is Sanchadya me Rama. Did away hai. Bhakti is bhakti yoga. Can you explain this slok? No. What I'm saying? That first slok of this chapter, Sancharya Rama Abhidhya.
Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmulitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha. So before speaking, I'd like to offer my most respectful obeisances on the lotus feet of my Bhikshu Guru Nitya Leela Pravishnu Krishna Parasa Karasata Shishma Srila Gaura Goswami Maharaj. Again, I offer my most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Sannyasa and Shiksha Guru Vishnu Parasata Karasata Shishma Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And again, my most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my parent Gurudev Nitya Leela Pravishnu Krishna Parasa Karasata Shishma Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And Nitya Leela Pravishnu Krishna Parasa Karasata Shishma So, this first shloka of chapter 8, here is stated that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauranga, he is the reservoir of all conclusive knowledge in devotional service. He empowered Sri Ramananda Roy, he who may be likened to a cloud of devotional service. This cloud was filled with all conclusive purports of devotional service and was empowered by the ocean to spread this water over the sea.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was the ocean knowledge of pure devotional service. So in this verse, it's explaining that Krishna, he is ocean of Ras, that all mellows reside in Sri Krishna Bhagavan. And that same Krishna, he has appeared some 500 years ago as Sachinandan Gaurahari. He's come tasting the mood and taking the complexion of Srimati Radhika. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come, and he has come as a teacher. Krishna has given instructions in Bhagavad Gita. And though he's given instructions, but how to follow these instructions? Manmana Baba Mad Bhakto Madhiji Man Namaskaru. Then Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show practically how to think of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that same Krishna, absorbed in thinking of Krishna. He's full of all ras. So, one teaching is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and he's shown that even though one may be, even the Supreme Lord, when he appears in this world, that he accepts Guru. That Lord Ramachandra, he appeared, he accepted Guru. That Krishna, he appeared, he accepted Guru. And also when Krishna comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepts Guru. But who is the Guru? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's explained, Radhika praying Guru, Ami Sisyanath. Krishna is saying that my Guru is Srimati Radhika. And she's making, I dance according to her tune. So when Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he's coming and he has accepted Diksha from Srimati Radhika. Accepting Diksha, coming with the mood and the intrinsic beauty of Srimati Radhika, he comes as Sachinandan Gaurahari. So, but this Krishna, he's the ocean of all ras. Everything is there within him. But here we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's gone to Godavari, and then he's gone to Roy Ramananda. It's explained here that this cloud was filled with all conclusive purpose of devotional service and empowered by the ocean to spread this water. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's like the ocean. And he's going there. He's Vishwa Vigraha. He's the supreme object of love. And the devotees, especially devotees in Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika and her gopis, they're Ashwari Vigraha. They're the abodes of love. Vishwari Vigraha, he's like the ocean. And the abodes, they're like the clouds. So we know, how is water coming to, how the clouds form? That when the water from the ocean evaporates, then it manifests as clouds. So the source of the water, which is coming from the source of the clouds, the source of water in the clouds is the ocean. But we see that that ocean, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is going to Roy Ramananda, who is like the cloud. He's Ashwari Vigraha. Why? Because the ocean, if you go and you take water from the ocean, and then you go and you take water from the cloud when it rains at a mature time, which is sweeter? The water from the ocean or the water from the cloud? Which is sweeter? The cloud. But the source is the ocean. In the same way, Krishna is Vishwa Vigraha. He's the object of the love. He's the ocean of ras. But, as Srila Gurudev explained right in the beginning of class, in understanding the loving mellows and tasting the loving mellows, that there's taste that's there in Ashwari Vigraha, especially Srimati Radhika, that he himself cannot understand. So to taste that, then he has taken the mood, the intrinsic mood of Srimati Radhika as Sachinandan Gaurahari. But still, even though he's performing his pastimes in Navadvip, still he goes and he takes sannyas. Why? Because taking sannyas is showing that one who's taking sannyas is taking a vow to meditate and absorb themselves 24 hours a day in serving Mukunda. But still he's not satisfied. So he goes to Godavari and he takes Diksha. He's accepted Diksha Guru. He's accepted sannyas. But
still he meets his Bhajan Shiksha Guru. So he's going to Roy Ramananda, who in Krishna's pastimes is Vishakha. So in this way, though he's the ocean, he's approaching the cloud, Ashray Vigraha. Vishakha, now appearing in the male form as Roy Ramananda, and they're getting instruction. And in this way, he's instructing all of us that at every step of life, that we should be under guidance, we should be in Anugatya. It is explained, Yau Bhagapad, Vaishnavara Sane, Ekantasho Kuruti Kanitarane, that if we want to understand the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam, if we want to understand the glories of praying tattva, then we'll have to go to one who is more exalted. So there's nobody more exalted than Satchinandana Gaura Hari. He's the ocean, but still he's approaching the cloud of Sri Ramananda Roy to hear these conclusive truths of bhakti, that what is plain, what is sudden, and what is the goal. Bhakti Kalpa Guru Bhishthi.
Something more? Is there some? Ashram Maharaj has explained very nicely, and Srila Gurudev has asked me if there's anything more to be added. One very important item about that same ocean is that at a certain time, at a certain constellation or arrangement of stars called Swati Nakshatra, when the cloud pours rain at that particular time, then that ocean becomes a repository of jewels, or in Sanskrit it's called Ratnapada. More practically, in the ocean there are oysters living in oyster shells. So when the rain of Swati Nakshatra comes, the oyster shells get pearls in them. It's just a scientific universal arrangement. Similarly, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakti Siddhanta, he's the ocean of Gaurabhi. That Gaur is the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta. However, when that rain of Sri Rai Ramananda's explanations came, though they came being inspired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the heart of Rai Ramananda, when they came back from that Ashraya Vigraha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Anupa Jukta Siddhanta. That is, as mentioned earlier, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna, and he knows how it feels to get love. He knows how it feels to see Mother Yasoda's tears coming from her eyes as she feeds him her breast milk. But she doesn't know the bobs, he doesn't know the bobs that are going on in her heart, or the cowherd boys, how they feel, and what to speak of Srimati Radhika. He has Krishna Tattva, Gyan. That means Gyan as opposed to Vidyan. He knows all Siddhanta, and he knows theoretically about Srimati Radhika's love and how to feel like her. But he has no realization. This is the very special thing about getting the expressions from Rai Ramananda, who is Vishakha Devi. That just as Lord Krishna told Brahma after he told him the verses, oh, before creation only I existed, now whatever you see here is only me, and if you see it as anything other than me, it's just an illusion, a shadow in the darkness with no substance. And after creation it will also only be me. So he's telling all this to Lord Brahma, but no realization is coming. Then Krishna puts his hand over the head of Lord Brahma
and says, whatever I have told you, now let it be realized in your heart, everything about my qualities, glories, and pastimes. So that's the difference between Jnana and Vijnana. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had theoretic knowledge of how to be Srimati Radhika and how she feels. But when Krishna originally asked Radharani, because although he's called Gohari, means he steals the glory or golden complexion and moves to Radhika, actually, she's too alert for that. He had to actually ask her, can I borrow your moods and complexion? She said, certainly, but Vishaka Devi will have to come as Rai Ramananda, Ravita will have to come as Guru Damodar, and I will have to come as Vidara Pandit to give you actual realization of the thing. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Anubhav Jukta Siddhanta, that is, Bhakti Siddhanta with realization of Radha's Bhav by the mercy of his Shiksha Guru, Rai Ramananda.
There we go. Thank you. Anything more? That he explained that Mahaprabhu is a limited portion of Siddhanta Ratna. What are Siddhanta? What are that Siddhanta? Mahaprabhu, all Siddhanta of Bhakti, you know. But indirect way, like the water of ocean goes by the sun rays and makes it cloud. So what are they? That are not only bhakti bulb, but more something. Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, and Madhu. Raghavanand, like a maid, like a cloud, and unknowingly that other could not see, and he inspired all these rasa tattva, especially Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, rasa tattva, prem pilas tattva, even what Radhavanand told and Mahaprabhu talked him about. All these things. It was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the heart of Raya. And then Raya Ramananda, with the Adhar, basis of his Ashraya Tattva, because he is Vishakha, he is also Ashraya Tattva, always with Radhika. So when he told from his mouth, then it became like a more Ratna. What Ratna? Dasa Sakha Vatsalya and Madhur. But in this, some are Ratna, jewel. But some are Chintamani. Some are Krishna, costume money. Or a kati money? No. Oh Krishna, Sri Bhakta money. Shyamantak money. You know Shyamantak money. Oh, high grade, high grade. In thus, this Madhur Ras. And Madhur Ras in Radhika. It's top of like Shyamantak Mani, more than Chintamani. What is the speciality of Chintamani? Oh, she can give so much gold, everything, but she cannot give Chintamani. Never. But these high class of, oh, they can give Shyamantak Mani or costume money.
So these are like that. And it has been told that the ocean of that Bhakti Siddhanta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he like endless ocean of Ras Prem. In this ocean, what? Water is salty. And there, very sweet, madhur Ras Prem. Always Rasa. Oh. Though endless ocean, but end there is. There must be end of this ocean. Here is what? Atlantic. And after that will come America. After America, Pacific. Changes. There is water, after that sun and land. And here, oh, ever, everywhere, rush and rush. No end, no deepness. Here, Magarmatsha, well, more than everything here. And they are what? Okay. Here, karma, gyan, yoga, upasana. No, they are not. Only rush by chitri. They are wet, roaring so much. And they are really wet, but wet of the rush. Vipranandhan sambho. And all devotees with Krishna, always drowning in that ocean. And when he told that gyan, then big gyan, gyan paramam guhyam vijnana samanittam sarahasyam tadangasya grihan gavitam maya. Gyan, knowledge. But when it will be anubhav, realization of that gyan, then it will be that vijnan. If you are so thirsty, water, if you will drink water, then it will be, your thirst will go. This is knowledge, gyan. But without knowing this, if you will take water, glass of water, and satisfy, then this is it. Moreover, it has been told, here jnana means Krishna tattva, vijnana Radha tattva, and rahasya prema tattva, prema Radhika and Krishna each other. And tad-anga here, Radha Krishna Vilas Tattva, Prem Vibhakta, who told, who sang Raya Ramananda, Pahla is all, Nayana Bhangaya, all this. So all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows. But when he went to Visakha, and he did anugatya, heard from him, then it became big. And he heard what? Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, Rasa tattva, Prem Vilas tattva, Prem Vilas and birth and everything. Now, if you will have to go to any Vaishnava, in what form, in what mood we should go there, like Raya Ramananda. Though he was like a king, but he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the evening in the house of Brahmin. Only one dhoti. No dhoti kurta, no kurta. He told last night, kurta. No kurta at all. Nothing. Only one dhoti, half wearing and half like Indian Brahmins put and chanting Odeti. So in this form. Especially he took his dhoti like this. What? Tinadapi Sunil mood. This is. And he became so polite that I am Sudra. I don't know nothing. Those who know, have no knowledge, they are Sudra. Fine, don't know. But what Raya Ramananda told? Mahat Vishalanam Nidam Grihinam Dina Chetasam. What meaning? Sajjana? No? Can you? Mahat Vishalanam Nidam. He always Tinadapi Sunil.
Shalakaya Chaksurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
So,
Srila Gurudev command me to explain the slok. Mahagri chalanam rinam grihinam jena chaitasam nishtesaya bhagavan nannatha kalpate kachit. So, when Sriman Mahaprabhu went to the bank of Godavari to meet its Ramananda Rai, in this context, Srila Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami has quoted this slok. Actually, this slok is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Hey Nanda Baba, want to take the name of Krishna and Balaram. At that time, Garbhacharya came in Braj, sent by Vasudeva Maharaj. So, due to fear of Kamsa, Nanda Baba not invite Garbhacharya in his royal palace. They went to cow's head. Then none can doubt. Nanda Maharaj told to Garbhacharya, Mahadri Chalanam Renam Grihinam Rina Chetasam Nishrasa Bhagavan Nanna Thakalpate Kachit. You are Mahat. Mahat means Mahadri Chalanam Renam. If any Mahat Vyakti, Mahat means Supreme Mahat is Krishna, who is doing his bhajan and captured Krishna in his heart, they are Mahat. Mahat di Chalanam. Chalanam means to move here and there. Vichalanam means in special way. So many times, Srila Gurudev has told our spiritual grandfather, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, when he traveled to Western country and Eastern country, nobody invited him, he came himself. And Srila Gurudev, he came himself. Not possible for so many devotees to go to India to meet his Gurudev. Gurudev came here mercifully, being costly as merciful. So, they are Mahat. Mahadri Chalanam Renan. Grihinam Dina Chetasam. The householder. Who are not doing bhajan. And internally in household work. They think that they are very low. But Nanda Baba is not low at all. Why is telling himself? Deep humility. Whose son is Krishna Supreme Personality Godhead? Who is more fortunate than him? The deep humility is telling Grihinam Dina Chetasam. I am householder. Nishasa Bhagavan Nanatha Mahavichana Grihinam Dina Chetasam. Nishasa Bhagavan Nanatha Kalpate Kochit. If any Mahavakti comes in a householder house, then his life is successful. Why? Because there are so many species of life, but human beings is very less. So our ultimate goal is to take darshan of Bhagavan. It mentioned in scripture, that Vaikunth durlabha manusya janma tatra dehinanchana bhangura tatra bhi durlabha manne vaikunthapya darshanam durlabha manusya janma. Among all species, human life is very less and very rare. Durlabha manusya janma tatra bhi dukhanchana bhangram, and it's not for all time. No man are immortal, no man are immortal or mortal. Who has taken birth and give up this world one day? So it's perishable. Tattvati durlabham manne vaikuntham priya vaikunthapya darshanam. If any very bona fide devotee came by his good fortune, then his life is successful. So Gauravataji has come in broad. So Nandava is telling that Nishvesa Bhagavan Nanna Thakalpate Ekochit. So you have come, so my life is successful. So in any good fortune, if somebody has met any bona fide devotee or bona fide guru, then his life is successful. Immediately have to surrender and his lotus feet and have to take suggestion from him how to advance in Krishna consciousness and how we make our life successful. Then we can advance in Krishna consciousness very easily, and one day we attained our goal. What is our goal? To serve divine couple, being in marriage servants of Srimad Radhika, living towards Radhika. So if we do so, then our attain our Holland Festival, European Festival 2005 will be successful, and our life will be successful, and travel of Gurudev being in all ways, then his coming also will be successful. Hare Krishna.
Then Mahaprabhu told, Parashlok Sadhyan Nirnay Raya Kahe Swadharma Acharane Vishnu. He told that you should read this shloka. Oh, what is sadhya? And then Rayato. And that is shloka. Varnasama Acharata Parsa Swayam Punan Vishnu Raradhyate Pantha Nanna Tatto Sakara Sajya Maharaja.
Ganjana Savakaya Chakshun Kamadena Tarasmani Sri Guru Maha. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now given instructions from Raya Ramananda, and so nicely it's then explained, like a cloud gets its source from the ocean. So now Raya Ramananda is beginning the instructions of his Sambhad. Step by step he will take us through different gradations according to Arikar. Different devotees need to surpass different levels of existence and levels of understanding to reach more elevated levels of bhakti. Not that Raya Ramananda is beginning with Radha Tattva and explaining the exalted nature of Radha Prem. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Prema Asnaya Shvarte Ashrajan Radha Marga Bhakti Loke Charti Pacharan. He's come to taste that sweet love of Srimati Radharani, and then to distribute it to others in the platform of Rag Marg. But he's giving us in this Ramananda Sambhad step-by-step process to realize that ultimate goal, not that we jump. So he's beginning with the understanding that the goal is through the performance of Ramashrama. In Bhagavad Gita, it's explained, Chaturvanam Mayashrishtanam Guna Pana Vibhagasya, that Krishna has created these four orders of Varna and Ashram to at least situate us on the human platform. In this age of Kali especially, there is no performance of proper Varna and Ashram because there is animal society. So we need to understand beginning of spiritual life means to be properly civilized, and this Varnashram system